Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Ramakebe Tamahe. He is from Just Money. Ramakebe, appreciate the time today. Back to school. There's lots around it. Part of it is the stress of school for the youngins. Truthfully, I think some of that stress may be from the parents. But school is expensive. In a recent note you put out, you referenced some research from the Old Mutual Group putting a child through the school system in 2023. 650,000 a private schooling, 1.9 million rand on average. School is hugely important, but perhaps more importantly, hugely expensive for parents.
True, very expensive. And those stats are based on the schooling system from grade one all the way to matric, what you should expect that you'll pay for. The average school, whether you go to public school or you go to a private school, it's extremely expensive. And these are things that parents should take into account before they start using all their money in December. They should account for all the fees that they will be paying once we're back in school.
I mean, you mentioned fees, and of course there's uniforms, there's textbooks, there's stationery, but there's all the other sort of additional costs, sporting equipment, tech, class outings, I mean, even just transport. I mean, it's not just that school fee these days. There's a lot more around the education of our children.
True, and parents should take into account that there's all these additional costs that will come as you go through the school year that you never account for. And every year, the school fees do increase on an average of about like 5.7% on school fees that increase per annum. And I mean, especially in, let's say, like between 2020 to 2023, it increased by an average of about 6.4% on school fees. So yeah, parents should definitely try to take into account the whole value of what you're going to pay when you do put your child into school.
And some practical tips in the notes you put out. And the one I really liked was comparing prices. And maybe we're not talking around comparing the price of the school, because you might have your heart set in a certain school. But, I mean, social media has been a full of parents who've been having to buy the stationery. And the variances in prices on simple things like, for example, Prit glue. I mean, you really do need to shop around, because you can save a couple of rand all over the place, and it really does add up. And the old cliche of, you know, save a bit here and it all ends up a lot at the end.
It does. I mean, even if you're paying 1 rand less for an item, it may seem very minuscule, but all those low values that you're saving up could be used to make payments on school events, sports events that you never took into account when you're buying the most expensive stationery at Walton's, and instead of going to maybe ShopRite to buy a few of your child's stationery items. So yeah, do try to compare prices all around. Try to get the best deals that you can, because every little buck will make a difference in the future.
Is there much market out there for secondhand stuff? I mean, obviously some of it's just not practical, but I'm thinking a textbook, maybe a uniform, maybe sporting equipment. Is there much secondhand market? Because, you know, my kids suddenly got a grade older, or perhaps a foot taller, as the case may be. There's surely a good market there where you can get some good deals.
There's a huge market. I mean, for example, I remember when I was in high school, a drawing board was almost like 600 rand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have that kind of money just standing around just to buy a brand new drawing board that your child is just going to use for a year or two. There's a huge market to buy secondhand items from older kids, maybe kids that just left school, where you can buy their older textbooks, you can buy their older blazer that is still in very good condition, and things like drawing boards that you can still use. And then you don't have to necessarily buy new items that you know that your child will only use for a year and then dispose of it. So yeah, try to look for items that have been used and are still in good condition that your child may still make use of.
And what about labeling? My mother was big on labeling. I went to school many a decade ago, but she would put my name on everything. And not just my pencils. I mean, pencil crayons, etc. And her argument was, well, no one's going to take it with your name on it. And I don't know, I think she was probably right. I mean, does that still make sense in the year of 2025 to label things so they don't go missing and need replacing?
I mean, you'd like to hope that your things don't go missing. I mean, I know when I was at school, whether it had a label or not, kids will make use of it. But yeah, do try to personalize your items so that you do know that what is yours and you don't lose your items because you know it's labeled. I mean, you may find a textbook, for example, that we all have the same textbook. And if you don't label it, you won't know which is yours. So definitely try to label it. And yeah, there are definitely other ways to try and reduce cost as best as possible. But yeah, labeling it, checking for secondhand items, and even maybe budgeting for your fees ahead of time so that you don't find yourself in trouble when the January season starts, that you well prepared for the school year. And yeah, all the items that you require.
I take your point on that. Almost a savings fund was, I think, the phrase you used in the note you put out, where in essence, I mean, I know there's pressure on our money every single month, but a couple of hundred rand set aside over the course of the year is a nice way to start the school spending money when you get to January.
Definitely. And by saving ahead, you alleviate a lot of the pressure that you'll get when January starts. I mean, for example, a lot of employees do pay salaries in December, and a lot of parents tend to assume or use that money for December, but that is your January salary. And if you plan ahead for school, you might alleviate a lot of the pressure that you find yourself when the school season starts. And even maybe plan for emergencies, set aside a bit extra for unexpected costs, for like projects, sports equipments, sports events, that things that are not in the budget plan when schools roll out the yearly fee schedule. There's a lot of things that are not accounted for in that year. So you have to plan ahead and you budget and save for emergencies when they occur, and then you should have a very good school year for your children.
Is this? I mentioned transport up top, and I mean, I'm of the very old generation. We walked to school in, I was going to say, in the snow. It only actually truthfully snowed once, and it really did. It was Ladysmith. It was cold, but these days, I don't think kids walk quite as much to school. Is there space where we could? I'm thinking, I don't know, lift clubs, carpooling, sort of that sort of thing, to also cut back on transport costs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm thinking a lot of us are lucky enough to not have experienced the snow that you experienced, but there is a lot of options for parents to save on costs like transport, where you can carpool. I mean, one big thing that's a concern for our children these days is the safety of our children. So, you know, we can't just have our children just walking about or just taking any means of transport. So try initiatives with other parents where you do consider carpooling or, you know, saving up on those costs on transport, because transport is a huge factor. It does take up a lot of the budget that you don't expect to. And, you know, as we can see, the petrol prices are increasing quite significantly these days. So, yeah, that's an expense that you should take into account and try your best means to save on the transport costs.
Yeah, and one, I think, you know, when we talk schooling, transport's not something that intuitively perhaps comes to mind, but we'll leave it there. Just Money spokesperson, appreciate the time this evening.
Thank you very much. And yeah, all the best to all your future parents and all the current parents on the school year, and all the best to them children.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.